Okay, today's daf is Bamitzia, daf Kuf Yud Gimel, and we are on Kuf Yud Beis, Amud Beis. Still discussing the Mishnah that we had back on daf Kuf Yud Aleph. The Mishnah had said issues with Sachir and employer, employee and employee, what happens if there's a machlokas, whether the payment was made or not. So the Mishnah had said on Kuf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, that a Sachir Bizmano, during the time that he's supposed to get paid, on that day, whether it's the Yom, whether it's the Laila, as we discussed, Nishba Venotel. So then he gets to swear that he did not get the money yet, and he gets to get paid. This is one of the Shavuos mentioned in Masechta Shavuos of the Nishba Venotels, because we know on a level of Daraisa, the Shavuos are Nishba Veniftar, the three Shavuos Daraisa. Nishba Venotel, there are many that are described in that long Mishnah towards the end of Masechta Shavuos, and the one line that's quoted here is regarding Bamatzia issues, and that is the Sachir. So during the time, Nishba Venotel, Avar Zvano, Eino Nishba Venotel, but Avar, once the time passes, so then it's after the time when it's supposed to have paid, so then he cannot swear. We'll have to see why, as we mentioned already. And if there are Eidim that he was a ready Toveya, in parentheses we had in the Mishnah Bismano, because that's going to be the answer of the Gemara's question today, Harei Nishma Venotel, then again, he could be Nishma Venotel. So we're in the middle of the discussion on Kuf Yud Beis Amid Beis, where the Gemara is trying to figure out exactly what the Svara is. And the Gemara said, right where the Aleph of the Ein Mishpat is, a little more than halfway down, the reason that we allow the Sacher to swear Nishma Venotel during the time is because the Balabais is tarred bepoalimhu, when he's busy paying everyone, so then he has a lot of other things out of his mind. We're worried that maybe he thought he paid and he didn't pay, and therefore the burden of proof is more. There's a reisa in the behavior of employers, and that's why we allow the worker to swear and collect, because we would include that. That's what we saw. Tosfos holds that it's keilu the employer says eini yodea. Even though he's not saying any Odeya. But Tosva said in the Tosva Shuk, the end of Tosva Zihachi, Aval Hilvitani ve'ini Odeya ain't Tsar. Right? So he says, if Imam says any Odeya, fine. But if he says, even if he doesn't say it, it's Ki'ilu, it's Nachshav, it's any Odeya. And we said Tosva also points out that there's a low plug, even if he doesn't have any other workers. So there's no Tirda. But still, we say that is what we hold. So let's continue from there again. Tard bepoalim hu says the Gemara Yihachi Nesilei Velo Shvua. If there's a tirden, then there's a reyasa in the behavior of the employer. So why don't we just give it to the worker even without his having to take a shvua? So now Kedid Lahafiz Daitel Shabalabayis. We don't go that far. We don't want the Balabayis to have to give it up without any claim against him, any serious claim, and therefore we make the worker take a shvua drabanan. V'neisav lebeidim. So why don't we just make a takana then that the balabais always has to pay his worker with eidim, and that would solve the problem of always having to take a shvua. We'd rather not have people take shvuas, so why don't we just make that as a takana? Tzricha luhu milsa. That's more difficult. Lamaisa. Practically, to always have eidim by payment. So that's why the rabbanan weren't misaking that. V'neisav la meikara. Why don't we make a takana then that payment is made originally? Payment is made before the work is done. Rashi, v'nesav lemeikara, letikun, but liskin lebalabayis, diyav agri betzafra, mikame avidetayu, diyasi sacher lo mehemen. Right, so why don't you just say that we make payment that he has to pay in the morning. Again, this is not... relates to the sugya of ein l'schiris el l'basof, or yeshen l'schiris b'tchil l'vatsof. This is saying, at least on a drabbanan level, let us pay beforehand. Says the Gemara, Shneim Rosen Bakafa. No, it doesn't work out well for either of them. Both would want to get paid afterwards. The worker would want to get paid afterwards because he doesn't want to have to have the money in his pocket. Maybe it's going to fall out during the work, and the balabayas didn't have the work done yet. So he'd rather not have to pay because he's only going to want to pay once the work is done. Okay, so the Gemara says, now, Ihachi, if we say that the Balabais is tarud and he's going to forget, then that's why we allow the worker to swear, afilu katsats nami. So then, even if there's an issue about how much the payment was for, we should say that the worker is believed. Alama Tanya, why did we learn in the Braisa, umano mershtaim katsatsali, vahalo omer lo katsatsi lecha ela achas. This is a machlokas about how much the wages were for hamotzei mechaveiro lavaraya. So one second. So why do we say that the balabais is believed that he only agreed to less payment And because of muchzakus, cheskas mamon, why don't we say he was tarud? Right? What, if that's a svara that applies if he has so many workers? So Gemara answers no. Ksitza vade mita dchiri le'inshi. When we say tarud, we mean because there's 15 people coming to get paid, and we don't know who he paid, who he didn't pay. The original agreement, how much he arranged to pay the workers, so that we don't assume this tirda there. That he remembers, that's the original, that's not just a lemaisa what occurred. That's the original agreement, and therefore we don't assume there's a problem there. Ihachi. So now we get to the next line of the Mishnah. So if we're saying there's an issue of tirda, and therefore the sacher is believed with a shvua, afilu avras manonami. So then even a week later. Why does anything switch? Alamatnan of Arzmano Enonishma Benotel. Why does the Sacher lose his right to swear and then take if it's 2 days later? So the Gemara says no. Chazaka ein balabayas over Mishum Baltalin. There's a chazaka the balabayas doesn't do an avera. The balabayas pays his worker on time. There's a chazaka when we look back that a balabayas is not going to violate the Isser or the Isurim, as we had on 2 days ago's daf, the five Isurim involved. He doesn't violate. Says the Gemara, a minute, Bahamid balabayas tarud b'palavu. We're not talking about somebody who does it on purpose, somebody who violates b'mezid. He's tarud. So why are we worried about it? So the Gemara says, depends when you look at it and how you look at it. Hani mili mikami delimte zman chiyuve. During the time, at the time of the payment, so then the halachic classification of tirda could go into effect, and we could say he's nishma v'notel. Aval mata zman chiyuve rami anavshe umidkar. But once the zman chiyuve came, once the time has passed, so then we don't assume, we assume a person is going to be very careful, but not to violate Isurim. During the time, where the time hasn't been done yet, it's still an hour or two left to the day, so then we trust the sachir with the shvua. But afterwards, we have a chazaka. People don't like to violate the Isur of Batalin, or in general, Averis, and therefore, we say that he would focus on it. So Rami Anafshe u Midkar. Stop there for a moment. Tosfos discusses Vim Tomar. So if a person doesn't want to violate Rami Anafshe u Midkar, so why is that only why are we mechalik between behavior at the moment of and later? Why don't we just say if there's a fight between the worker and the balabayas, let's wait 2 hours. Let's wait 2 hours, and then we'll ask this question again. And then at the end of the 2 hours, we have the chazaka of the balabayas is not going to violate baltalin, and then we won't get into any shuas use of nishba v'notel. As Tosfos, again, we're all trying to figure out, as the Gemara asks, what's the best takana drabanan to make? So we say, allow him to swear. He's believed, and he's not believed. So as Tosfos, v'im tomar, v'im kain bismano, amai nishba socher v'notel, lema balabayas, eini zocher ata, I have a lot on my mind now, but hanichu li etshialam odashachar she'eskar. You know, give me a couple of hours, because then I'll be able to calm down, and I'll be focused, and I'm not going to, obviously, you're not going to think I'm going to violate Baltalin, so why don't we just say that we're allowed to wait? Im nasati im lav. Kivan sha'achar zmanu, ein apotimoso mitam zeh. Because la'achar zmanu, we say, chazaka, that a person doesn't want to violate Baltalin, so why don't we just say, without getting into issues of oaths, just say, wait. The Yod Kasha, and then Tosfos says also, B'modi b'miksas, amai ein balabayas nishma, to Rabbi Anafshi u'mitkar shalo yishav al hashaker. Regular case, b'modi b'miksas. If there are ways that, if there's a chazaka that people are and do not violate when they have time to think about it a little bit, so then why don't we say, delay, 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 and that could solve any shvua issue. Tosfos says it's not so simple. V'yesh lomar, Tosfos says there's another chazaka that is added to here. Many times when we have issues of chazakas, there are so many chazakas in halacha, they're piggybacking with other chazakas. They're not exclusive. The Yesh Lomar, and we'll see a couple here. Tosfos says the Yesh Lomar, the chazaka sh'ena balabayis over bebaltalin, lo mahani, ela hecha di'ika chazaka, de'in sachir mashes chara behade. It's not that, if we ask the question 2 days later, that, you know, the balabayas doesn't violate, that goes along with the fact that the sacher wouldn't not ask for his wages on time. Those two go together. So there's a reyasa against the sacher, and there's a malyusa for the balabayas. That's why, after the time, we say that the balabayas is chazaka of ein adam over, mishum baltalin wins, because it's also coupled with the chazaka that a worker wouldn't delay in asking for the wages. So now Tosfos' question was, well, why don't we just wait 2 hours? No, because then the chazaka, the reyasa of the worker, doesn't apply there. And that's why you can't just delay. If he's coming on time, so you have to deal with it by Asher Husham. Right now, he's asking for his wages, and the Baal HaBayis is tarred. So that's what you have to deal with. And there's nothing else. There's no reason for us to wait, because even if we would wait, the chazaka wouldn't kick in, because we have the other chazaka, the reyes of the poel, wouldn't be true. Let's just do two more lines, and then the Rishonim asked other chazakas as well. Let's just first read the next two lines of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, so what did we just say? That after the time, we would trust the Baal HaBayis, because the Baal HaBayis would not violate Baal Tolin. Says the Gemara, v'chisachir over mishum Baal Tigzo. So what about stealing? Lo sigzol. So where the sacher wouldn't violate that either. So why is that? Why don't we have that chazaka also, and therefore we should trust the sacher? We discussed a couple of days ago, remember, the issues of lo sigzol and lo signov and the relationship that Oshek, the Gemara, connects more to gzela than to geneva. So says the Gemara, hasam tre chazaki, hacha chada chazaka. Two against one. And again, this might not just be quantitative. It might be that the chazakas of two specifically undermine the chazaka of one. Again, it has to be analyzed. Gabi balabayis ika tre chazaki. Chada de ein balabayis over mishum baltalin. The chada de ein sacher mash hescharo. He has two things working for him, the Baal HaBayis. Number one, he's not going to violate Baal Tolin knowingly. And number two, that the sacher wouldn't delay. And that's asking for his wages. That's why a day later, we would trust the Baal HaBayis. As Tosfos said, those work together. The hacha, chada chazaka. And here you're right. There is a chazaka of lo sigzol. But it is not. There's nothing else supporting it. And that's why the Baal HaBayis would still win. A couple of questions that we've shown him here ask. First, he asked the Tosfos HaRosh. Doesn't the Baal HaBayis also have the same chazaka? He doesn't violate lo sigzol? Why does the Gemara say, isn't there as a chazaka, lo sigzol? So the Baal HaBayis also has that. Says the Tosfos HaRosh, the lo sigzol of the worker is more serious than the lo sigzol of the Baal HaBayis. That's why the Gemara only asks it by the worker. Because lo sigzol of the worker, he's taking it, and it's done forever. He says, where's the line? He says, "V'yesh lomar v'lo midkar v'yitar im kenyan tina la'olam." That was the earlier question. I'm trying to find where he. I'm sorry. It was in the Sheet of Mukubetzes. The Sheet and the Tosfos HaRosh here both ask similar questions. Says the Sheet of Mukubetzes, "V'im tomar v'ha'chazaka de bal tigzol ika nami gabi Baal HaBayis." V'yesh lomar. So the soccer is going to violate bal tigzol. What about the Baal HaBayis? V'yesh lomar de gabi Baal HaBayis ein kan kol kach bal tigzol. It's not as serious. She'im lo yitain hayom machbas shichacha, yitain lamachar. So he's not going to pay? He'll give tomorrow. He'll give the next day. Somebody's going to jar his memory. Avol sachirim yitel shalo kedin over miyan mishum bal tigzo. Not giving you your wages is delaying what you're supposed to get. That's not as serious as taking something from you when I'm not supposed to take it. An active lo sigzol is different than a passive lo sigzol, says the Sheet of Mukubetzes here in the name of the Ravid, and therefore there's a difference. Interesting. Again, bal tigzol, why should there be a difference, whether there's a maisa or not? So again, that relates to some of our lo sigzol, lo signov issues. Is it more focused on the hefzid? Is it more focused on the maisa? And as we have discussed, one question. Another question that's asked by the Rishonim. The Sheet of Mukubetzes here asks, what about cheskas mamon? The Gemara didn't bring that up. Cheskas mamon, chamos mechamar levaraya. Does that play a role? The Baal HaBayis has the money. So would we say cheskas mamon in this case? So again, a very important line, says the Ravid. My time, once we're saying chazaka ain't adam this, we, three chazakas. My time, alochash of chazaka de mamona. Venira li, mishum tehahi chazaka, miklash klishahacha. The cheskas mamon here is weak. Why? Because the Baal HaBayis has to pay the worker. The question is whether he did or not. That's not a natural. When do we have a cheskas mamon? We're not sure when the offspring of the cow was born. Right? We had earlier. Right? Was it born before the sale and after the sale? So we say, you know what? We don't know. So cheskas mamon. Here, we know the Baal HaBayis has to pay. Do we know whether he paid yet or not? So there has to be a transfer of mamon. So that's you can't use regular cheskas mamon there. Tehi chazaka miklash klisha hacha to meide yadia to high sachir ovid leavidita. You know he did his work. Veichayev leagra to have like a chazaka kichazaka. It's like a chazaka hazuy lehishtanos, as we know. It's memela going to change at some point. That's why the Gemara doesn't bring up cheskas mamon again. Why doesn't it bring up the chazaka that the balabayis is going to violate lo sigzal? Why doesn't it bring up the cheskas mamon involved there? And then one other line, again, interesting, psychologically in the Tosfos HaRosh. The Tosfos HaRosh discusses the question the Tosfos asks. V'im tomar, im kein yamtinu la'olam adin nimteis man chiyuvei v'rami anafshi u'mitkar. So why don't we wait till afterwards, like Tosfos said, v'i lo mitkar v'ade kushtakam av lo lehemni l'sachir v'yod l'irman l'shvua. So Tosfos said, well, it was working with the other chazaka, right, of the that he doesn't want to pay on time. V'yish lomar, but then Tosfos HaRosh quotes another psychological line. Dekivon sheheyis pan of lichpar shuv lo yode la olam. Once I denied it originally, it's going to be very hard for me to take back my denial. Just wait 2 hours. No, it's not the same. It's not the same as the worker just coming tomorrow. If the worker comes tomorrow and asks, so then I'll give you an answer or not. But if the worker came today and I said, no, I paid you already, then tomorrow. So what does he mean here? I'm going to either consciously, I'm not going to want to change, or I will have convinced myself that what I said was correct. So many times we say something, and it might not be true, but we have revisionist history because it's going to be hard for us to admit that we said something wrong. So that's why Tosfos HaRosh says you can't just wait. Kivat Shehayis Pan of Lichbar Shuv Lo Yoda La Olam. Once I admit, it's very hard. Right? And that's the as we know, in a chavrusa, why it's the purpose of a chavrusa, if you remember, to get to the MS. It's not just to defend my shita, even though I think I'm wrong. Well, you mentioned the thought from the Ein Aya, often from the Gemara in Brachas and Avchav Zayin, where the Gemara discusses the sugya of Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yoshua and the machlokes of Tfilas Arvis Rishus, Tfilas Arvis Chova, and they say, you know, let's wait for the other Talmidei Chachamim to come in and be able to have a vote. So the language that the Gemara uses for the Talmidei Chachamim are the Baalei Treisen, the shield bearers that fight the Melchamta Shel Torah. So why they're called shield bearers when you fight a war? The shield, that's not like the weapon. You should talk about spears. You should talk about, other types of active weapons. No, Bali Treisen. So Rav Kook writes in the Ein Aya there in Brachas, because the purpose of learning with a chavrusa and with a lot of people is not just to attack the other shita, but to try to defend my shita. But ultimately, if the defense fails, then I have to give in. I have to be mode al ha'emes, right? And I have to, like, Nechemya Hamsuni, that we mentioned a couple of days ago. I have to throw it away if I think that what I'm saying is incorrect. So that's alluded to in this line of the Tosfos HaRosh, that psychologically is very hard. It's very hard to be mode al ha'emes once I said something, and that's why just waiting is not going to serve the purpose that getting to the MS would be. Okay, so again, we have a little discussion of chazakas here, but we have a lot of other yesodos in the background about chazakas lishtanos and the like. Okay, let's continue now with the two dots. Says the Gemara, emish edim shetva'o, arizanish babinotel. If there are edim that there was a tfiyah that took place, quoting from the Mishnah, so then nishma benotel even afterwards. Says the Gemara, what do you mean if there are edim? V'ha katava lekamon. What do you mean if there are edim? He's here now being toveya. If there are edim, then he's toveya. He is toveya. You don't need any edim. So the Gemara said, no. Amar Reb Yosi shetavo bismano. As we explained in the Mishnah, if there are edim that he had been toveya bismano, so then we don't say the Balabais would be believed afterwards, because again, as Tosfos explained, the Balabais' chazaka afterwards is coupled with the Sachir not coming to ask for it bismano. But if he did, if there are edim that he can't ask for it bismano, then he would still have the upper hand. V'dilma labasar achipara. What do you mean? Maybe the Balabais paid afterwards. So what do you mean? There are edim that he asked for it in bisman, but maybe after the edim left, he paid. So he doesn't violate Baltalin. So Amar Abaye shetavo kolzmano. Well, there are edim that he was toveh him even at the last moment of the day, and he didn't pay afterwards. Ula olam, amar Rav Chama bar Okva, keneged osu hayom shel tviya. You have at least, do we say that because he was toveh, so then we never believe? So we give him 1 day. The length of 1 day of tviya, so then he could still be nishpa v'notel. But after that, we don't allow it. Okay, says the Mishnah. Now we are up to part three of this ninth parak of Maseches Bava Metzia. Remember, the Meiri had said, beginning of the parak, that this parak is split up into three. The first section is Kablonis and Chakiris, as we discussed, the difference between the two, fixed amount and percentages, and Rav Papa's statement that every Mishnah after the first daf is either about Kablonis or about Chakiris. That was all one discussion, different types of sharecropping. Now we just had issues of Baltalin, paying one's worker on time, the assay, all the los assays, and the related issues. And now we have the third section, and that is issues of mashkon, issues of dealing with collaterals. And what's amazing is that there are more than one how many mitzvahs are there in the Torah related to mashkon? If you look in the Rambam, in the beginning of the Mishnah Avolove, there are five. Five out of 613. Five mitzvahs have to do with mashkon, based all on psukim, putting together psukim and kiseitze and elsewhere, just to the five mitzvahs that we're going to be talking about. In the Koteret, says the Rambam, Shalo yamashkin balcho bizroa, there's an issur d'araisa to take a collateral by force, bizroa, against the will, even though you're not paying me back, I'm not allowed to take it by force, which we're going to have to relate to. Why shouldn't that be? We had in Baba Kama, that a person sometimes could take the law into his own hands. We'll see. Number one, the Isra are not taking a mashkon by force. Number two, lahachzir hamashkon labayla bizmachut sarachlo, giving the mashkon back when he needs it. Right? The giving back a daytime item during the day and a nighttime item by night. That's in mitzvahs asei daraisa. Number three, shalo ya'acher hamashkon mibayla ha'ani ba'eshut sarachlo. The Isser Da'oraisa to hold on to the mashkon when the person needs it. So the mitzvah asay to give it back when he needs it, and the los asay not to hold it when he needs it. That asay and los asay go together. Number four, and this will get us, Be'ez Hashem, into the sugya of Tameh HaMitzvos, Shalo Yachbol Almana. Not to take a mashkon from an almana, period. That's an Isser Da'oraisa. So why is that? We'll have to see. And number five, Shalo Yachbol Kelim Shosun Behen Ochel Nefesh. Not to take any type of mashkon that has to do with preparing food. Ochol nefesh, also a separate losa say d'oraisa. So all of them are explained right here in Hilchos Bava Volove. Again, the Rambam in his, we mention this often, but it's there's never an end to mentioning it. The Rambam was an unbelievable classifier. Not just posek, but he created areas of halacha. So the Rambam could create Hilchas Malveh Veloveh and put together the halachas of mashkon and the halachas of halva, which are not discussed together in Shas, right? And halachas of ribis, right? Those three all go together in Hilchas Malveh Veloveh. The Rambam sometimes, this wasn't a whole area we here created. Here he took from all different mesechtas and put it together. Sometimes he created a whole area, Hilchas Mamrim, which is fascinating. Hilchas Mamre, he puts together Zakin Mamre and Betzora Mora and Kibbut Aveim. Right? Hilchas Mamre, rebelliousness, right? He puts together. Or other Yisodei HaTorah, obviously, is putting together a lot. Kiddush Hashem Bechula. But again, all the halachas of Mashkon are found here in Hilchos Malveh Veloveh, along with, first he talks about the mitzvahs asay of lending money, then he talks about the limitations of mashkon, and then he discusses issues of ribbis, all in Hilchas Malveh, all Malveh Veloveh. So hopefully over the next couple of days, we'll be able to connect back to that, to these issues. Let's focus on the one, though, that's focused in, comes up in our Mishnah. So let's read the Mishnah, and then we'll talk about some of the svaris. Hamalveh es chaveiro, lo yimishkenenu ela bebezdin. So what type of mashkon are we talking about? There are two types of mashkon. There's a mashkon that's called b'sha'as halva and shelo b'sha'as halva. There's a mashkon, I lend you money, right when I lend you money, you give me a security to hold on to, number one. Number two is the kind that we're talking about here, as Rash versus Rashi on the Mishnah. Hamal v'schaveiro, v'hi giyazman v'lo paralo. The time came to pay up and you didn't pay me. So this isn't a mashkon originally, this is the time came and now I want to... You're not paying me, so now I have more rights. That's shalo b'shas halva. So says the Gemara. What says the Mishnah? What's the halacha? Lo yimishkenenu el bebezdin. Even though you didn't pay me back, I'm not allowed to take a mashkon except in bezdin. Better not to get bezdin involved. Lo yikanis lebeso lito mashkono shenemar bachutz ta'amod. Also, as the pasuk says, I'm not allowed to go into your house to take a mashkon. Bachutz ta'amod. We'll have to see who this is referring to. Hayula, stop there for a minute. The Rishash here wonders, what about a chatzer? It says you're not allowed to go into the house. Are you allowed to go into the chatzer? So the Rishash discusses, well, what's the reason for not being able to go into the house? Says the Rishash, only a couple of dafim here left on the daf. Says the, let me just find the line. The Rishash, Nira de la Chatsero o le Beis Tivno v'chayotze shari. He says, I think you can go into the house, because the Pasuk says you can't go into the house. I think you can go into the Chatsero, the Beis Tivno. Why? What's his svara? De la Inyan mezuzah, itzrich biyoma bisharecha de la Rabuninu. V'chein le Inyan makeh bisifri. Says the Rishash, because for Hilchis Ma'akeh and for Hilchis Mezuzah, you need a pasuk to include Chatzar Beis HaTefen. Here, there's no pasuk to include it, and therefore, I don't think there would be an isser of going into bias. That is the Rishash. Or a similar discussion. What if it's a bias less than Dalet al Dalet? Some Achronim discuss. So the Mincha Shlomo writes, yeah, you can go in there, because it's also not considered a bias. Right? Because halachically, for Hilchot Mezuzah, Hilchot Makeh, it's not considered a bias. So that is a suggestion of a number of the Achronim. The Urchlaner writes, though, I don't think those svaras apply in our case. Because for Mezuzah, fine. For, you might say that it goes by a formal definition of what a bias is. And then, to include more than that, one would have an inclusion in the Torah. But the Arachlaner writes, this is the Arachlaner beginning of Sukkah, on the big brisa about mezuzah and ma'akeh, but certain halachos, you look at the reason. You don't look at the result. And here, what's the whole reason? As we're talking about embarrassment, or not going into the bias, that might apply in his chatzar too. It's not about formal definitions. Right, the Arach Laner, Shalagabe Mashkon Mistaver, She'en Chilukim Yish Dalet Amos Bebayis Olo. Hold the Sof, Sofu Beiso. V'lochein B'chol Gavni, Osol L'Dikonis, the Beis Alove. Right, so it depends on the story. You might say the same thing by Makeh, in terms of it's being a dangerous situation. But the Arach Laner is not happy about that issue of the Bayis She'en Bo Dalet Al Dalet, and you might say the same Svara to argue with the Rishash here, regarding Chatzar. It relates to the issue of what the svara is. So what's the svara? If we look in the Tamei HaMitzvos, we look in the Sefer HaChinuch, what is the reason why one is allowed to go into the house or take it by force? The Chinuch says, in mitzvah, tough, kuf, pei, hey, the iser in kiseitze, the pasuk, lotfavo, beisol, avot, avoto, bachutz, tamod, nosheba, yosi, alecha, zavot, achutza. So says the Chinuch, v'lav dafka bayis, elu adin achotim, yad bashuk. Not a din in the house, also taking it by force, and going in. What's the svara? Says the Chinuch, misharshi ha-mitzvah, kedei shelo yiu b'nei adam behefker, v'yarbe ha-chamas ba'aretz. So there's not anarchy. This is a mitzvah to prevent anarchy. He owes you money. That's true. He owes you money. But you just can't go and take it. You have to go through the proper channels. Sha'agadol yiyah boleah ha-katan, v'yamashkin oso bizroah mi'beli pachad ilav. V'akatan lo yuchal lakach adinu min ha-gadol, and if the small is owed by the big, mi'pachto ilav l'ma'alato. V'lachein hishva ha-kasev b'neyem. You can't do it except with a dai numbuzeh yetikin yishav ha-olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in Yishuv HaOlam. And that's why you can't, so according to this Svara, Lachara wouldn't apply in the Chatzar too. The whole issue is to prevent anarchy. So whether it's technically a house, or a Chatzar, or a Bayish Ebo, Dalet Al Dalet, the same Svara should apply. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, Aruch HaShulchan quotes the Yerushalmi on the Simon in Shulchan Aruch, where this is discussed, Hadi Zayin. The Yerushalmi says, well, it's you don't force because you have no idea what he wants to give you. He'll choose what he wants to give you. Maybe you're taking something that's very beloved to him. And that's why. He says, Afilu imavaki, dimitam ze asra tarashal, yikanis le beis alova, lito masho, kadeshi itin alova, masho rotsa bakach. Or his son, the Aruch HaShulchan's son, the Torah Tmima writes, a little differently, but also interesting, to prevent family embarrassment. You know, imagine if everybody's sitting there and then the Malvik comes in and they're all, you know, taking something. So that maybe is a difference between the bias and the chatzar then. Because where's the family sitting? So maybe they'll only feel it in the bayis and then not in the chatzar. So the Torah Tzimim writes that in Kiseitze. V'tam adaver nira, dechashasha ha-torah, letza'aram shel beis halove. Birotam etamalve, bo, beitam likachas ha-mashkon. How embarrassing that is. Dad can't pay up his creditors. So they're going to come into the house and take a lamp, take a chair. So that maybe the svara would apply to a bias and not to a chatzar. Okay, either way, some suggestions which might have a halachic nafkamina based on the issues brought up here by the achronim. Okay, that's the first line of the Mishnah. So again, you can only take it in Beis Din, and you can't go into the house and take it by force. If the loveh has two kalim, right, and Rashi adds in v'chovo kineged shnehem, and the chov really is kineged both of them. Each one only is parallel to half the chov. And mishkano b'shneim, so then notel echad, umeiniach echad. I have to leave one when he needs it, right? I can't just take both of them. Umachzir sakar balai, love is a machresha bayom. I give back the pillow at night, he needs it to sleep on. And the machresha, let's talk about what a machresha is, bayom, I give it back by day. Machresha we would think is the plow. So we think machresha from the word choresh. The Gemara at the end of today's daf is going to talk about a silver plow, a silver machresha. You people don't usually have silver and gold plows. So some say maybe it means some other type of kli. If you look in Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos, the Yesa Machresha, third to last line in Tosfos, the Onir Rabbeinu Tam, the Machresha Dahacha, Lav Hainu Machresha Shecharshim Bosakarka. I don't think it's a plow that's usually referred to. Denira Delo Machayev Hashavas Avod El Bakli Asui Luguf HaAdam Ulahana Aso. I think, says Rabbeinu Tam, when we're talking about kelim, it's some type of kli that gives you physical benefit for the person's body. So maybe it means, says Rabbeinu Tam, some type of fancy brush, a magredes, shemagardin bo bnei adam beis amerchatz, some type of brush you use in the shower. So that's the what machresha here means. So you take a shower by day and you use the pillow at night. So all the kelim that we're talking about is physical hana. V'emes, let's continue the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, it may say, if the Lova dies in a Machzor Yarshav, the Mashkon does not have to be given back. This we had earlier in the Masechta, that the principle of Metaltli de Yasmi, Lo Mishdavdi, Lo Balchov, Metaltli, movable items of the Yisomim, are in Meshubit, that does not apply to a Mashkon. That's exactly why a Mashkon is taken in certain regards, because he has Michos Das that he's going to collect from there. We had that earlier. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Aflatzmo Yidom Machzor Elach Loshim Yom. And all of this, by the way, says Rashbag, only applies until 30 days. If it's after 30 days, he didn't pay up already, I gave him a month and he still didn't pay up, then I'm allowed to sell the item in front of Beis Din, so it's a proper deal is done, and then I'll be able to collect my money from that. There is a Medrash Tanchuma. This is the Musar thought of the day. Right? The Medrash Tanchuma quotes, let me just get the lashon. This is the Medrash Tanchuma here in Mishpatim, where it's also found in the Das HaKeinim, Imali HaTosfos. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kama Ata Chayiv Li, he says to us. Ata Chotei Lefanai, Ve'ani Mamtin Lecha, V'nafshecha Ola Etzli B'chol Yom, V'nosen Es Din V'cheshbon, V'hi Mitchayva. Hashem says, you owe me so much, says to us. I give you this and this and that, and our chiyuvim pile up. Ani machzor lecha nafshecha shata chayiv li. And every morning I give you back your neshama. Neshama shesadim dahari, he gives it back every day, even though we owe him. Hashem should keep a mashkon, rachman al islan. He keeps giving it back. Af ata, af al pishu chayiv lecha, im chavol tachbol ad bo Hashem es tishivenu lo. Kiyuk susal avado. According to the Pesukim in Mishpatim. Af ata davar echad yesh li yetzlecha. Imein ata machzir mashkono, eni machzir lecha nafshecha. Pretty scary. But anyway, that's a message learned there from giving back a mashkon. Hashem always gives us back our neshama. So if he gives us back our neshama, so then we should give back the neshama, so to speak, of the ani who needs his mashkon. Viter. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel. So everything we've bespoken about in the Mishnah was about an individual malva himself. Shliach Beis Din. What about a Shliach Beis Din? Shmuel says he also has limits. Menatech netuche in. He might be able to take it forcibly in a shuk. Menatech netuche in av mashkuni lo. But even a Shliach Beis Din cannot go into the house. Rashi. Shliach Beis Din menatech netuche. Afu. Eino rachoy likanis lebeiso ulam ashkeno. Even a Shliach Beis Din is limited. He can't go into the house. Ela roeu bashuk. Umenatech davar sheochez biyado mimenu. So he has that limit, that allowance. He could be a little more forceful in the shuk, because he's a shliach Beis Din, but not in the house. So we're going to talk about Shmuel for a couple of lines. V'atanan, what about the Mishnah? Amavas chaber lo yimishkenenu, ela bibezdin, mechalad bibezdin mimashkeninan. It says, the limitations of the Mishnah are you can't do it except with Beis Din. Doesn't that sound like that Beis Din could do it even in the house? Well, no. It means literally in Beis Din, but doesn't mean going into the house. And also makes sense because of the next line of the Mishnah. You can't go into the house. So, Mani, who is that referring to? The second line of the Mishnah. If it's referring to the Baal Chov himself, maybe the first line already says that it's he has limited power. So what would the second line be referring to? So must it be that the second line is talking about a Shliach Beis Din? So isn't that a raya to Shmuel? So Mar says, no, not a raya. It's not a kasha, but it's not a raya. Imishim ha lo arya. Why? Because maybe the braisa can be understood as follows. Right? The Bachi has in chisurim echsara, v'achik tani. Hamavas chaver lo imishkenenu ela be-Beis Din, michlal be-Beis Din mimashkeninon. Right? We're talking about Beis Din. Maybe you could say even in the house, u'bal chob, afilu netuchinami lo. And Baal Chov, though, is limited even in the Shuk. Maybe you could read the Mishnah again, Shmuel, the Gemara is suggesting. The first line, the Beis Din could even go into the house. And Baal Chov, even in the Shuk, you can't. The Bachi adds in, Gezerah, Shleikon, is the base of Lito Mashkono. If the individual, the Malvek, could grab something in the Shuk, that's going to lead to just taking something in the house. Right? Because you think that you have the upper hand, you can do whatever you want with him. So therefore, the Rabbanah word goes there to limiting your power even in the Shuk, so that you wouldn't go into the house, Gzeira Asyag. So, no raya to Shmuel, but no kasha on Shmuel either. So, Mazar Rav Yosef, let's try again. Lo yachlo rechai v'arachav, ki nefesh u'chovel, right? You can't take rechai v'arachav. This was the Isser we mentioned, right? We introduced five Yisurim. This was the Isser of Devarim Sheish Be'mochal Nefesh. Rechai v'arachav are grinders that are used in the kitchen. So, hadvarim acherim, chavo. Sounds like other things you can take as a mashkon. Lo sachbo beged almana. You're not allowed to take a beged almana, right? Ha shel acherim tachbo. And we think that others you can. And chavo, we assume, the havamin is that it means forcibly, even in the house. So man, so who are we talking about? Inim Baal Chov, Haksiv lo sovel beisol avot avoto. It's a parish pasuk. The Baal Chov cannot go into the house. Selo la Shliach Beis Din. So who is this referring to? The Diak? Maybe it's talking about a Shliach Beis Din, that the Shliach Beis Din, as long as it's not an almana, could go into the house forcibly. So Tergamar of Papa, Breder of Nachman, Kameder of Yosef, the Amrilar of Papa, Breder of Yosef, Kameder of Yosef, Liolim Baal Chov. Maybe it's all talking about a Baal Chov. Both of them will love or a love. Bishnei Lavin. Neither are referring to, don't have a diak of a Shliach Beis Din having any more power. It's both referring to a Baal Chov that he would violate to Lavin. The question that is asked here by the Rishonim, and here I'll read it to you from the Nemuka Yosef, is, so there are so many limitations here relating to the ability of a Baal Chov to take. How does this relate to the sugya of Baba Kama Chav Zayin of it inish dina l'nafshe? So sometimes the Gemara talks about, well, there's going to be a hefsid, not a hefsid, here there's going to be a hefsid. So why can't a person, right, take the law into their own hands sometimes? Of it in Jin Lanafshe. So how is this sugya any different than how does this sugya relate to that sugya? So says the Nemuki Yosef here, Samach Tesamat Aleph in the Dafe Harif, the of it in it, Hakaimalon, Reish Parakaminiach, Dabit in Jin Lanafshe, Tirzu Bashem Rabbeinu Tam, Dahainu Bikli Shel Atzmo, Inami Kishaba Bataras Gavia. Aval hacha mayri sheba b'tores mashkon, libem mashkein uketepir shebeinu tam. If he has your item and you're taking it back, those are the sugyas of an inish l'nafshe. He stole something from me and he has it, so I'm taking back my item. So then we would apply the principle of an inish l'nafshe. Again, we're not pasking l'maisa, but just that's where that sugya comes up. The Rishonim there, if you remember, talked about when that actually would be allowed and when that wouldn't be allowed. But when I'm taking my item and I'm taking something as collection, but what if I'm just taking something as security to hold? So it's not really a gevia. I'm taking it until you pay me back. So then we wouldn't say that, because that's not din. That's a preparatory stage for the din. So you might say, okay, fine, I'll take it to collect. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about here just collecting something to hold, and then maybe after a month we'll sell it, like Rosh Gamliel spoke about. So that's why you wouldn't apply of an Israel and Afshe there, or if he stole something from me, I'm getting it back. That's where you would apply that principle. Okay. Vaiter Tashma, try again. Again, we're talking about Shmuel. Shmuel has this, has his shita that even a shliach Beis Din cannot go into the house. So we're trying to prove that or disprove it. Tashma, mimash b'shenem rabachutz ta'amod eini yodea shohish asher ata noshebo yotzi. From the fact that the Torah says stand outside, so I know that the lo ve is going to bring it out. Elamata malomar v'ha'ish. So what is added by that v'ha'ish phrase? L'rabo shliach bezdin. Maybe isn't that including shliach bezdin? And my lav shliach bezdin kalove. And isn't that teaching me that the shliach bezdin has the status like a love? How do you read the pasuk? Look at Rashi, last line. Rashi says, you read the pasuk with an extra comma. Hachi kamar. V'ha'ish tuhu shliach bezdin v'asher asher atono shebo yotzi'e lecha. So it's like the shliach bezdin and the lovik could go into the house and bring it out for you. So isn't that what the pasuk is trying to tell me, that the shliach bezdin would have the status of the lova, meaning the ability to go inside the house? So even though again that's not the pshuto shal pasuk, says the gemara, lo shliach bezdin kamalve. No, you read the pasuk as v'ha'ish is going with the first phrase. Right? Rashi explains v'chutz ta'amod v'ha'ish kama. And the ish is the shliach bezdin has the same status as the malve, and then only the lovik could go in the house and bring you the money. Period. Tashma im chavol sachmol sal masreyecha. If you take a clothing of your friend as the mashkon, b'shliach bezdin akasam medaber. We're talking about shliach bezdin. Atomer b'shliach bezdin akasam medaber. Oinu ela b'balchov. Who is it talking about, the malve or the shliach bezdin? Kshu omer lasavo beiso lavot avoto hare balchov amur. It already says that he can't go in. Hamani mekayim chavol sabot sal masreyecha b'shliach bezdin akasam medaber. So again, it sounds like he could go inside. Go into the house. The Gemara throws up its hands and says, fine, you're right. Tanoihi. Shlomo's din is based on a machlokas tanoim. Whether the shliach bezdin is allowed to go into the house. Titania. Shliach bezdin shabala mashkino, lo yikanis lebeis lo mashkino. Ela omid vachutz, fala mosi lo mashko. Shinemar bachutz tamor vihaish. Kama. Right, you put the word v'yaish with the previous. V'tanya idach balchov shebal mashkano lo yikanis lebeis lo mashkano elomi bachutz v'halo nichnasu motzi lo mashkono shnerav bachutz tamod. That's only the malve. V'shliach bezdin shebal mashkano harize nichnas lebeiso umi mashkano. He's allowed to go into the house. We're in the middle of the brisa, but stop there for a second. What's the nekudas hamachlokas? What's the svara? Why should a shliach bezdin be different to be able to go into the house or not? Right, now we have a machlokas tanam about it. So maybe it could be when we say shliach bezdin, but fundamentally, who shliach is it really? Is the shliach bezdin really the shliach of bezdin, or bezdin is really acting on behalf of the malve? Or is this really the shliach of the malve? So maybe that's conceptually what the machlokas is about, because the malve himself can't go in. So ultimately, if we view the shliach bezdin as the shliach of the malve, so then the shliach also wouldn't be able to go in. But if it's some other unit that is collecting for me and not, you know, acting on my behalf, but not really as a shliach, kind of like Prusbo, right, collecting my loans, but if it was me, then I wouldn't be able to collect, but Prusbo Bezdin, right, Moser Starosov Bezdin, if you assume that's like Prusbo or at least related to Prusbo, Rashi and Tosfos discussed that, beginning in Makos, but either way, that's the issue here, so then it would be okay, because then he's considered a Toveya of the Bezdin, and the Bezdin has more rights than not. Also, interesting discussion, the Rashba writes in a tshuva, the Beis Yosef summarizes this in Choshe Mishpat, Simin Sadi Zayin, where this is discussed. What if I went in and I took it, I violated the Avera? I violated the Avera, I took it from his house, I took it by force. Do I have to give it back? I violated the Avera. So do I get Malkus for this Avera? It's a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa, I took it, but do I have to give it back? That's a question of the Rishonim. Because after all, you have rights to this. You just used illegal means to get it. Right? You shouldn't have done this. But now that you did it, so do we apply the principle of, right, kol misal d'avid rachman lo sevid, yavid mahani, yavid lo mahani? Is it related to that, right? If the Torah says not to do something, and if you did it, so you have to, does it work or not? Lamaisa, if you would have waited outside, you're entitled to this. Just, you just did it the wrong way. So, a big nafkamina. Is this a lava nitin l'tashlumin? Should you give it back? And then Bez is going to be going to get it for you. Right? How do we say it? That's a discussion in the Beis Yosef. Says the Chinuch. I'll read it for you. Tav Kuf Pei Hei. This is the Isra of taking it Bizroa. The overall zeh. Umishkein Balchovo. Bein Babayis. Bein Bachutz Bizroa. Over all of zeh. You get a low say. Abel Ein Bo Malkus. Lefi Shenita Glase. Shenemar. Hashev Tashiv Lo Asa Avot. Right? You can give it back. Abel Loki Mesa Ase Shabo. What if you didn't? Or it was lost, or it was burned. Shef shalakaimo chayev malchus, like we say elsewhere. And then he says the odkata shamal vechayev malchus calls man shenev on a mashkon acher shem biado ol l'takan alav v'tamiani. And then he says acher shez a mamon who lama lo yipatim in a malchus b'tashlumin. Right, he talks about it. You can just pay even if the mashkon is lost. Why shouldn't you? Why should you have to give it back? And the Minchas Chinuchim discusses: is this so clear that it's a lav anita l'tashlumin? Do you have to give it back? You were allowed to take it originally, right? So he's not so clear. This is the Minchas Chinuchim, and again, the Beis Yosef discusses this as well in Simen Tzadi Zayin. Okay. Might relate to is how much is this an isser ben adam machavero ben adam mamakom, right? He does owe you money, but you just went about it through inappropriate means. Let's continue. So we're in the middle of the brisa. Now we quoted this brisa for the first half of it because Shmuel's din is a machlokas tanaim, but the brisa tells us other details. You're also not allowed to take items, as we saw before, separate to the brisa that he uses for food preparation, v'nosei mita umita umatza l'ashir, and you have to give back a bed and a bed and a mattress to an ashir. Mita umita umefitz l'ani, and a bed and a bed and a mefitz, a lower type of a mattress to an ani. What are the double mitas? We'll see. Lo avalo l'ishto v'lo l'bana v'lo b'nosav. And the halacha is, you only have to, malva only has to be worried about giving back what the lovin needs himself. But what his family needs, that's not his responsibility. It's not his responsibility. That is whatever the people have to the gabbai tzedakah have to take care of them, but not for the family. And the Mukhi Yosef here says, even if the family is tofes, even if the family is tofesed, still it doesn't work. Interesting line. I'll just read you from the Mukhi Yosef on Samach Tesma Beis. Here the Mukhi Yosef says, why? He says, I feel tafsa ha'isha mi nichse baila l'mazono seha motzien biyadav nosan l'malva king kaza v'rama ma'arif b'tshuva. Why? V'tayma mishum deshibudo shal malve hu mida oraisa u'mazonos isha u'banav mida rabanan. The responsibility of the husband to feed is a tanai k'suba. That's the rabanan. The shibud d'oraisa. So that's why the shibud of the malve is stronger. So the lova has property. So does it go to the malve? Does it go to his wife and kids? So it goes to the malve. That's the daraisa, and the wife and kids is drabanan, and therefore then they'll have to be supported by tztaka. So avalola ishto, the Gemara says, they said the brisa avalola banav ubnosav kederach shemisadrin lebalchov kach misadrin ba'arachin. Just like we create payment plans, misadrin for a balchov, we help somebody out to help them. So it was also misadir for arachin, somebody who promises to give to the Beis HaMikdash, we help them have a payment plan. Says the Gemara, klap elaya, just the opposite, ikr sida ba'arachin ksiv. The whole source for payment plans is by arachin. What do you mean kishem? Where I says, okay, you're right, flip it. Ela ema, kederach shemisadrin ba'arachin, kach misadrin ba'balichovos. Just like we have a payment plan set up by arachin, so too by balchov. That's the end of the brisa. We brought the first half related to Shmuel, and now we're going to talk about all the different parts of the brisa. Amar mar, no sein mita umita umatza la'ashir. Mita umita mevis la'ani. So Laman, who are we talking about? Why two beds? Ilema le'ishto l'banav u'l'banosav, ha'amar t'lo, avalo le'ishto l'banav u'l'banosav. Can't be talking about the bed for the family. So what do you mean two beds? So ela idividili day, they're both for him. Tarti lamali, so what does he need two beds for? Chada da achelala. One is a bed that he reclines on to eat, right? Heseba, in the days of old, they used to eat like lying down on couches. So one to eat on, v'chada de zagale, and one to sleep on afterwards. Why? You can't sleep on the same bed as you eat. Shmuel, the Amr, Shmuel, call Mili Adana Asusayu, as we had earlier, Shmuel, the great doctor. Shmuel says, I saw in the sefer, I'm not going to get smicha. So it's okay. Shmuel, we had earlier in the Masechta. So, I know how to heal everything, every illness. Labar Me'ani Tlatz, except for the following three activities, are so dangerous, I don't know how to heal them. Manda Akil Ahina Marira Liba Derekna, if somebody eats bitter dates on an empty stomach, not a good idea. Uman de asar mitna de kitna retiva. And someone who ties a wet flax rope, acharze, on his hips, maybe as a belt, can't use that. That's somehow effects. And finally, the third one, which is the one that's seen people might have heard of. Uman de achel nama velomaske arba germide. Somebody who eats bread and doesn't walk afterwards. You gotta move a little bit after you eat, says Shmuel. Right? If you just eat and then go, don't move, that's not good for the digestive system, and that's why they have two beds. One to eat on, and then they force you to get up, and that's why there is a second bed to sleep on. The Chafetz Chaim is quoted, right, the Chafetz Chaim al-Attar, they quote, he was very, very makbid about walking Dalet Amos. Baron Shabbos also talks about this, walking a little bit after one eats, right? And one has to make sure of that for health reasons. The Maritz Chayas here says, and even though the Rambam says otherwise, which Rambam? Hilchas Deus, where the Rambam talks all about the health issues. The Rambam there says in Perek Dalid, V'chol ha-mitayel achar achilaso, Oshe Yaga. If anybody, right after they eat, they walk around, Hari Zeh Mevi Alatmo Chaloyim Ram Bekashim. It's terrible. You can't walk around right after. Salam Aretz Chaya says, no, there's no stira here. A draw. First of all, not the second after you eat. And it doesn't mean to jog after you eat. It means to take a little walk. Little walk. The Rambam and the Gemara are not arguing here. Right? It means right after we eat, maybe wait a few minutes. Right? We'll have to get cramps to exercise right after. But then after that, it means we'll walk a little bit. So good for the digestive system, says the Maritz Chayes, and therefore it is okay. The Chashuk HaChemin here discusses, are you allowed to give food to somebody who you know is not going to walk around afterwards? Right? Is that maybe Lidei Sakana? So it's not going to be any worse than the Ramah about giving somebody food without, it's not going to do Netilas Yadayim. Unless you say, Chamir Sakanta Meisura, right? If you say, giving, okay, no Netilas Yadayim, okay, Mela. But Sakana, okay. Anyway, he talks about that. Vayder Tani Tanaka Meidur of Nachin, Kederach Shemisadrin, Be'arachin Kach Misadrin, Be'bal Chov, right? That was the line of the Brice that we just said. Omer Le, Hashta Zivuni Mizavninan Le, Siduri Misadrinan Le, I don't understand. A month after, if he can't pay up, we're going to sell his property. So what does it mean that we're going to set up a payment plan for him? It sounds like we're not. So the Gemara says, "Omi mizamnina lei." Do we really sell? Vatzan machzor zakar balayla v'zakam achresha bayom. The Mishnah says that we don't. So the Gemara says, "No. That's the Tanakama. Tana k'Rav Shimon Gamliel Tanakame." The Brisa was said in front of him that even Rav Shimon Gamliel would agree to this. V'hachi kamarlan, this was his question. Hashtel Rav Shimon Gamliel, who said in our Mishnah, Zivuni mizavninan lei. After 30 days we sell the property. Siduri misadrinan lei. Ditznan. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer afla atzmoyenu machzor lash atzloshim yom. Bikan ve'elach mochon bebezdin. So what do you mean a payment plan if we're going to sell his property after 30 days? Says the Gemara, Umimai, how do you know? Tachi kamar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Zvuni lagamri kamar. How do we know that Rav Shimon Gamliel meant permanently? Dil mahachi kamar, maybe this is what he meant. Ach, loshim yom, hader ler be'ene. Up until 30 days, you have to keep giving it back and forth, as we learned. Mikan ve'elach, meheder le lamai de chazile. You give back what he needs. Umizavdinon, mai de lo chazile. You only sell extra stuff, right? What's beyond? So what was Rav Nachman bothered by? Rav Shimon Gamliel might mean you sell extra. So Gemara said, no, this is what he's bothered by. If you say the Rav Shimon Gamliel holds of the svara of misadrin, of setting up the payment plan, so lekamidi de lachazile. There's never anything that is not ra'ui for the loveh. The Amar Abaye, because after all, Abaye says a statement that has to do with a few sugyas. Rav Shimon Gamliel, v'Rabbi Shimon, v'Rabbi Yishmael, v'Rabbi Akiva, kulu svira lehu, Kol Yisrael b'nei Malachim Haim. They all hold that Am Yisrael, we are princes and royalty, so there's nothing beyond what's appropriate for us. That was Rav Nachman's problem. Rav Nachman says, if he says you could sell, then he can't hold a misadrin. This is all trying to explain Rav Nachman's problem with the Brisa. So, but once we quoted this, where do we see this statement that all of these four Tanoim hold of the same root shita? Reb Shimon Gamliel Ditzan, Reb Shimon Gamliel in the context of Hilcha Shabbos, he says in the Mishnah, Loas Aluf, Loas Achardol, Luf and Chardol are Muksa, so you can't touch them. Reb Shimon Gamliel, Matir Baluf, Bebreishu Machal Lo Arvim. He matters because it's a food for Arvim, for ravens, right? And therefore, it's not Muksa. And therefore what? What does ravens have to do with us? Right, ravens are, the rich people have ravens. The answer is, call Yisrael b'nei Malachim Haim. Number one. Rabbi Shimon, Ditznan, b'nei Malachim, Sachin Shemin Vered, Al-Gabi Makosein B'Shabbos. The Mishnah says that royalty could smear oil on their wounds on Shabbos, Shkin Darkon L'Soch B'Chul, because they always use that even during the week, not on wounds, just to make themselves feel good. So this is what's called Machal Briyim. We know the Isser Durabanan of Refua B'Shabbos doesn't apply where something is used even not for medicine. So again, a large topic which we don't have time to go into now. But that's why the Tanakhama says the B'nai Malachim could use it. Reb Shimon Omer, Kol Yisrael B'nai Malachim, they're all B'nai Malachim, and therefore all Jews could use this on Shabbos. Again, treating them in that category. Reb Yishmael, Reb Akiva, Ditanya, Harishaya Noshim, Bo Elav Zuz, V'lov Yishtalav Bas Me'amana, if somebody is owed 1,000 Zuz, and he's wearing a coat for 10,000, so you take off his 10,000 coat and you sell and you give him one that's more appropriate for him. No, you can't take it away. They're all ra'ui. So either way, you see from all of these shitos that if Rabbi Gamliel is grouped with these shitos, so therefore, everything is ra'i for the Jew. There's nothing beyond what's ra'i. And therefore, we're back to the kasha. How could Rav Shimon Gamliel hold that you sell just what is beyond and also hold a misadrin? Last line. According to the Havamina, that there's a chilek between only selling what they don't need, something that's considered what's beyond. So Bishlamal Karva Kasas Chazi Le Debeni Beni. You understand there can be fancy pillows and less fancy pillows. Ela Machreisha Lamai Chazia, but a plow. Remember, we originally thought this was like a plow. Amarava Baraba Machreisha the Kaspa. So we like Rabbi Yehuda Tam said, it's some type of brush, a silver brush, a non-silver brush, and therefore that is what is meant. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Maybe at this time, at the beginning of tomorrow's year, we'll start with talking about Refuah B'Shabbos a little bit. But Baruch Hashem, we're back here in Eretz Yisrael, and we continue in the last couple of days here of Maseches Baba Metzia.